Today, we want to look at this thought. We must know the elementary principles of Christianity, and that's as far as most Christians seem to get, just the elementary principles. But we must go on to know the Holy Spirit's authority. That's where the Christian life gets exciting. Holy Spirit authority, power, and revelation knowledge. We can have that in our our lives. I'm talking to you today about leaving the elementary, but it's a little series about becoming a New Testament believer. If it's in the New Testament, that's what I plan to have. And it's given under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so if they had that kind of power, we can have that kind of power if we believe the way they did. You see, we must know we're born again, but we need to go on to perfection or maturity. When the Bible says perfection, it normally means maturity. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity. So there you have it. A lot of Christians stick with the elementary, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, verse 2, of instruction about washings or baptisms and laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. You see, this says we need to know the elementary principles of Christianity, salvation, the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, water baptism, and all of that. But we need to go on to maturity. And when I was in church as a young guy, about all the preacher ever preached on was salvation every Sunday. Yay. You got to be baptized in water every Sunday. And no one was growing because that's all they knew. Get saved and be baptized. And I have discovered there's a lot more to it than that. We cannot be content just to know and do the basics of Christianity. If a baby never grew, we'd take it to the doctor. I mean, we need to grow in Christ. We must have the elementary teachings. We must leave the elementary teachings. We do have to have them, but then we need to quit focusing on those and go to the next level. We must leave the elementary teachings and go on to deeper understanding of all the benefits of Calvary and operate in the miracle power of the Holy Spirit. And W.L. Rogers, my pastor in Louisville, well, I went to Louisville to go to seminary and wound up going to evangel there. And this is the first time I really saw a man that really operated in the power of God. My pastors, they preached the Word of God pretty good, especially about salvation. But W.L. would tell me things that God has shown him. I said, how in the world you know that? And I discovered I can know it too. Amen. And God spoke to me as clear as day that we're to raise $40,000 a year to fix up this building. And eight times later, and this is the ninth one, we've raised $650,000, even though he knew I didn't really have that kind of faith. He just did it anyway because he said to do it. Can you say amen? Well, how do you know? Because I've gone to the a little. I may not be at the top, but I'm up a little bit on the ladder. Yeah. And I know how to recognize the voice of God, especially in those kind of matters. So we must develop our faith to move mountains and cast down demonic powers, and you can do it. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the graces of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. And sometimes when I'm really preaching like this, I feel like some people just can't believe that they can really go to the next level. But I'm not going to get up here every Sunday and preach on salvation. Not going to do it. Because I'm called to build great men and women of God. And the way you do that is preach all the word, not just part of it. Amen. For everyone, verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of God. That's the key. You got to get skilled in the word of God. Do you know the word of God? Well, let me tell you how to get to know the word of God. Attend every Sunday morning service at the Knoxville Christian Center and you'll learn the word of God. Because that is... That is my calling. My job is not to get up here and tell fancy stories and tickle your ears and make you feel good. The Word of God will heal you and deliver you, and you'll leave feeling good because the Word of God will change your life. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the Word of God. And it says in word of righteousness, but of course it means the Word of God. For he is a babe. You're just a babe if you're not operating in the power of God. The key is to be skilled in the Word. We need to learn to use the Word to move mountains. When I said, do you need to hear what I teach, because it's just Scripture, you need to study it yourself. Can you say amen? But what I do, I give you these scriptures, and you can go home and expand on them and study and do your own reference. Somebody say, praise God. You see, the Word must be our faith and our sword. How did Jesus defeat the devil? He pulled rank on him and said, I'm the Son of God? No. What did he say? It is written. That meant he had memorized that. How many know he didn't have a cell phone with the Bible on it? He had to have it memorized. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. When I preach on this, there's some people just shouting, praise God, this is great. It's because they have learned already this is true. Amen. You can operate in the miracle power of God. These big decisions you have for your business this coming week, you can pray through until you get a word from God. And you can go into those meetings knowing you've already heard from God and knowing you've got the answer before you ever get into the meeting. Amen. Well, I've done that so many times. We had a problem. This came out of nowhere many years ago. And I was sitting in the back of my van praying, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you do not have a problem that cannot be fixed right here, right now in prayer. Spoke to me clear as day. And I knew what I had to do, but I had to pray and hear from God. I sat in the back of that van and I prayed until God gave me a word. I knew I'd already run the battle. I showed up at the meeting the next morning and it was all taken care of. Amen. Don't tell me it doesn't work. You're a day late and a dollar short. Amen. And I've been healed of everything. Can you say amen? The key is to be skilled in the Word of God. You sit there and doubt it. It's because you've never dug into the Word of God and experienced it for yourself. If you'll get serious with God, He'll get serious with you. Amen. And that's why several people said amen, because they've been there and done that. They've been there and done that. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You can have your spiritual man exercised to the point that you discern and know things. You can even discern and know when someone is bad for your business. You can have discernment. Do not hire that person or do not work for that person. Can you say amen? You can have that discernment and know so inside of you through praying and meditating on the Word of God every day before you leave the house. I am not going just preach salvation. That's what you want. There's plenty of preachers around you. I preach it, and you better be saved. It's pretty good fire insurance. Yay. You must be born again. But do you want to just stick there? My calling, as I said, is to build powerful, successful people. And some of these board members were testifying last fundraiser. God has used these scriptures I preached to really help them in business. As we practice the Word, our senses learn to discern right and wrong. The right decision, the wrong decision. The right people, the wrong people. That's why I pastor the church. I can almost tell you what a person's like when they come through the door. Comes discernment. And so don't sit there and start thinking, well, does he think I'm good? Yay. I was talking like this at my victory group. This is many years ago. This lady came up to me and I was talking about I could discern a wolf. You need a preacher that can discern wolves to protect you. Amen. From those wolves. And so this lady came up to me. I was over by the punch bowl and she says, do you believe I'm a wolf? I said, no, absolutely not. So don't let me put some kind of suspicion in your head, okay? The only guy you need to watch out for is Stan, can you say? I'm kidding, of course. As we practice the word, our senses learn to discern. But practice. Can you say amen? Amen. Be skilled in the word of God. Spend time in prayer. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If a man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and sup with him and fellowship with me." He said, "If I stand at the door and knock, if any man hear my voice." How many like to know what he's saying? Yeah. You got to invite him in. Yeah. Well, I don't have time to pray. Well, that's where you communicate with Jesus Christ. Amen. He knows a lot more than you do. Amen. And he knows a whole lot more than I do. So I need to spend time with him. Well, I don't have time. Make time. Amen. Set you a prayer time and never pray without the word of God. Amen. Either have you a promise book or the Bible or a bunch of memorized scriptures. Pray over those scriptures and God will quicken those and produce faith in your heart. He'll begin to talk to you from the word of God. Jesus said, "My word is spirit and life." What does that mean? That means when you begin to read and study the word of God, it talks to you. Amen. It's alive. You can read a passage one day and it tells you one thing. Read it again tomorrow and tell you something else. Yeah. That's the word of God. Same thing. It speaks to your heart differently. Yeah. Speaks to your need. Jesus wants us to grow up and operate in the miracle power of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That being true, you need to get it off the coffee table and dust it off and start reading it and meditating on the scriptures. And a good way to do it, I think, is bring your Bible or your cell phone, however you got a Bible. And when I give a scripture that really speaks to you, underline it, circle it, however you can do it. And then when you read through the Bible or go back and believe in God for a scripture, look for those scriptures you've circled or that you've underlined. And they'll speak to you. I've been doing that for years. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be complete. And that's not talking about the preacher. That's talking about every man, every woman, every one of us. He wants us to be complete. And it says, thoroughly equipped for every good work. For you to be fully equipped for every good work, at your business, you need to be in the Word of God before you get there. Amen. Or the night before. And you need to have it memorized so you can quote it on the way to work. Right. Your favorite scriptures. I'm just telling you how to be successful. If you don't want to be successful, just ignore me. There's people in Knoxville have been ignoring me for 44 years. It's a gift. I'm kidding. But don't ignore the word of God. 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, I give you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now, you're not yet able. Make up your mind, you're going to hear from God today, and you're going to hear from God through His Word. Amen. His Word never lies to you. I'm amazed at some of these preachers. They get up and preach for 40, 50 minutes and quote one scripture. Tell all these wonderful stories. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm not criticizing them. They need to preach the way they feel led to do. But I know you're not going anywhere without the Word of God. Amen. Verse 3, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men? When people are fleshly, jealous, envious, and full of selfish ambition, they will never really operate in the miracle power of God. You got to get rid of all that stuff. You can't be jealous and envious. If someone is blessed, you need to be more excited for them than you are for yourself. And when you begin to love people and appreciate other people and become a good Samaritan and become a giver to those in need and become a giver to God's work, God will start blessing your socks off. But He wants to see your heart. And like David was saying, He wants to know if He can trust you and if you'll honor Him in every way. When people are fleshly, it hinders them in every way. We must get into God's incubator, I like to say, and be metamorphosed into a spiritual butterfly. So how do I really grow? You're metamorphosed by getting into the incubator. What's the incubator? It's a prayer closet. Get into the prayer closet with the Word of God. Begin to meditate on the Word. Pray over the Word of God. And God begin to talk to you, speak to you, begin to change your life, heal you, and restore you. That's what happened to me 6 years ago. I was fasting and praying down at Shakertown, about 30 miles south of Lexington. I was pastoring in Lexington, and I was reading the Bible and praying there in one of those rooms at Shakertown. I was back up there last year, and actually, I think I found the same room. It's about on the third floor of the East Family Building, and it's just a small little room, and that's where I was staying. And I read Matthew 8, 16, and 17. I think the Lord translated it for me, and this is why I believe in healing as strongly as I do. It said Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy. I'm just showing you how God does this. Matthew 8, 16, and 17. It says, Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that when he came, he'd take our infirmities and our sicknesses. He's talking about the prophecy in Isaiah 53. Truly hath borne our sickness, carried away our pains. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. And the Lord spoke to me, clear as day, because I'm in the incubator. Fasting and praying and meditating on God's word. And he said, do you believe I'm still here? Yes. I never leave you, never forsake you. I go with you to the end of the age. If two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst of them. Yes, I believe you're here. Do you believe I'm here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? When he came, he fulfilled it. And he wants to know, do I believe he's still here to do it today? And I didn't really, but I said, yes, because I began to see it. And then he got very personal. He said, do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities, your sicknesses? Amen. No, but I saw it. I said, yes. I believe Jesus Christ is in this room to heal us if we'll believe that. Amen. And I have strep throat all winter long until God gave me that revelation in the incubator. And I haven't missed preaching for 44 years, even though some of you have been praying. I haven't missed preaching for 44 years because I've been sick. Amen. Now, I'm a human. The devil attacks me, and sometimes I feel very sick. But I fight it off and I get healed before preaching time. Because the Lord spoke that to me. Well, I just don't believe it. You know why you don't believe it? Because you hadn't been in an incubator. You get in that prayer closet of the Word of God, God start talking to you. If you know me very well, you know I'm certainly nothing special. Okay. If God will speak to me, he'll speak to you. Yeah, but you're a preacher. Well, it says, whosoever. Truly, I tell you, whosoever. Speak of this mountain. Be moved and cast in the sea. It'll go. Whosoever. But you got to believe that it's going to move because it's in your heart. God is quickening it to your heart. It's going to move. Can you say amen? Amen? So we're transformed by the renewing of our mind with the Word of God. The way you change your thinking. And the way I changed my thinking about healing was I was meditating on the Word of God, praying and fasting, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It was the Lord and His Word that changed the way I think about healing. Renew your mind. Y'all pay attention. I'm telling you how to become a New Testament believer. You can have the power that the New Testament believers did, that they had. It wasn't just the 12. And as a matter of fact, the 12, remember, they couldn't even, the disciples, they couldn't even cast a demon out of a little boy. And they said, why, Lord, could we not cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. Right. They couldn't work miracles either until they started believing. Right. Becoming a New Testament believer. How many like for me to continue this series? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5:16. I didn't mean to make you think I'm quitting. Okay. I will eventually. Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk and live. How in the world you do that? Walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit by praying and meditating on the Word, staying close to Him, and hearing Him knocking and knocking at your heart's door, inviting Him in, and pray and seek the face of God. And when He does speak to you, write it down. Okay. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responding to and controlled and guided by the Spirit, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. A lot of times I can just kind of discern, go this way, go that way, don't go this way, spend time with this person, don't go here with that guy. I mean, you can just sense very often how the Holy Spirit's directing you if you'll spend time in His presence. And I know how to do it, but do always do it. And you can't go by everything that happens to me, because sometimes my faith is not where it needs to be. I get to listen to the wrong people and sometimes get down myself, but you can always believe the Word of God. Amen. We must develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit until we know how to live our lives directed by Him. I mean, sometimes you just have a caution. Don't go there. Don't do this. And when you feel that caution, you better stop and pray. Amen. And you get peace about it. A lot of people have great tragedies. I've heard their testimony. And they'll say, I had a warning. I had a discerning. I had a caution. But I went ahead anyway. And my daughter Sabrina was born with a major heart condition. I knew in my spirit before she was born that there was something wrong with her. And I took the attitude, well, I'm just going to believe God. You don't just believe God. You get in the Word of God and pray it through until you get a notice of revelation. God's taking care of that thing. Yeah, I didn't do that, and she's born with a major heart condition. So guess what I had to do? I had to pray through after she was born with a heart condition. But I'm telling you right now, she did not have to have that heart condition. I could have stopped it. I had a call, and I know. I mean, God has shown me. You can have your opinion, but I don't care. The truth is, God showed me there was something wrong with her. I had a caution, and I didn't follow through with it. But I learned my lesson. You say, amen. Listen, folks, it's not just enough to say I'm born again. That'll get you into heaven. But the devil's going to beat the tire of you all the way to heaven. I got people, they know. Amen. Been there, done that. Let's all stand.